It was really interesting thinking about the putting the sand and the stones in onto the silk for me, because it was this sense of my life being almost a work of carrying these, you know, some bit of sand or bit of stone with me, in making it light in some sense, because these are elements we usually associate with heaviness. Sometimes you have a special stone that you carry with you because it reminds you of a place, for instance. But in the case that you were talking about in Kaliningrad, where there are, you know, somehow there's got to be a German brick or maybe a Soviet piece of cement. I think it's quite interesting to see how, you know, how do those things resonate with you when you see the piece and you see this, you know, these, there are actually bits of German brick in this piece, which I gathered in Berlin. What does that mean? These bricks that outlive humans, right?
Luckily, I didn't have to leave Russia with a suitcase full of Königsberg bricks, although those were converted in symbolic and non-material ways, and they did travel with me. And interestingly, the theme of the brick, as opposed to cement or beton, actually runs through my life and cements memories of different places in which I lived. For a Kaliningrader, the German brick is a substance of a particular kind, its particular meaning. It goes well beyond the baked clay, because it really is that city which is no longer there. It's a material proof of the existence that lost many other kinds of proof. Those who come from Königsberg are dying out, and it's now mainly the post-memory that people have about East Prussia and its tragic ending. When I moved to New York, there was not much brick to really talk about. That was really a city in which I learned to appreciate the beton and the concrete in a new way. But then moving to Amsterdam reopened the subject of brick and bricks and stone material and the idea of how they embed the history and how they make some things feel eternal, feel like something that will outlast me. So I would say that the brick for me is, on the one hand, a good metaphor for thinking about my own personal memories. I need to construct my life and my existence out of bricks created, baked, made in different places, on different streets with different zip codes. But the brick is also something that touches upon very truthful, very authentic in me, and it is something that holds me together from the younger self till today.